Megan Reist, principal of Ecole Olds High School.
Graduation for the class of 2024 has happened at Ecole Olds High School, and we're joined by Principal Megan Reist for a quick little recap. How did the events go there last week? I know you had 3 days of things planned there from Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah, so our official graduation events were on the Friday and Saturday. We had our cap and gown on the Friday night, and we had our formal evening where we have all of our suits and gowns come and showcase their talent with speeches. That was on our Saturday evening. The Thursday night is actually a pre-grad tradition that we've had here at Olds High for many years, which is the Kiwanis comes out to support us and they host a barbecue for our graduates. They road paint with their names in front of the South Road in front of our school. And then we all gather to practice our grand march and our demonstration dance. And overall, all three nights were absolutely fantastic. It was a really great event to bring our grads and our staff together.
Wonderful. Approximately how many graduates do you have at Ecole Olds High School this year?
We had 150 graduates walk the stage this year, and it is one of our biggest grads in at least the last 17 years. So we were quite happy to see those numbers.
Holy cow. Well, that's awesome. And then obviously each year it's special to have the recognition of the valedictorian. So who was that this year?
Our valedictorian this year was Charlize Holmes, and truly an impressive girl, very humble, very quiet, and her speech, her presence, she was truly a great representation of this year's grad class. She spoke to her fellow graduates about how it's okay if they didn't know where they were going or didn't have a plan as of yet, but to make sure to take their life into their own hands and not be afraid of what might happen, but be excited for what could happen. So her message was fantastic, and we're just so proud of Charlize.
What made her your choice for valedictorian this year?
When we select our valedictorian, it is based on academics. So it is an overall average of core classes that we calculate through our career counselor. And Charlize had an overall average in those classes that were required of over 96%. So she was very, very deserving of the honor.
Was there a theme for this year, Megan?
The theme this year was The Legends Begin. It was a submission from our grads. We have them submit their suggestions, and that was what was chosen.
That's super. And then last one for you, just if there's any thank yous that you wanted to pass along to the community and businesses who may have helped you guys out there during the grad process.
We have so many thank yous that we need to make when it comes to our Olds High School grad. Our community comes together, parents come together, and our staff as well. So some shout outs that I would like to give: Mr. Tom O'Neill, who has been coming to Olds High for 29 years to do the dance choreography. This year the students did a tango. I would like to thank our local school, Ecole Olds Deer Meadow. They were led by Miss Kelly Wright, and their choir performed. Our school staff does a lot of work in the days leading up to grad, but also in the months of planning that are required. So I would like to thank them. And Sound Advice, Derek Doy and his son, they came and they live streamed both evenings of the event, ensured that we had all of our audio and sound and lighting, and it's such a professional job that they do. So a huge thank you to them as well. And of course, as I mentioned before, our local Kiwanis, who came out on the Thursday and hosted a barbecue for our grads. It's just such a nice part of being in a small town where we can come together as we did.
Well, Principal Reist, thanks so much for this recap of a grad weekend, and best of luck to the class of 2024.
Thank you very much, Galen. Lovely to speak with you.